We're not ready to address item K. We are waiting for one other party. So at this time, I am going to take item L out of order. This is not an action item, and there are no materials in your binder. We welcome Judge Jim Herman, the chair, as you know, of our Judicial Council Technology Committee, Mr. Kurt Soderlund, and I believe, perhaps in spirit only maybe, Mr. Mark Dustman.
In spirit only today, Chief. The subject is the 2013 procurement audit remediation, and it's an update on that audit. The JCTC trial court budget advisory, our trial court presiding judges, SEAC, and judicial council staff continue to work together to follow up on the recommendations from the California State Auditor's 2013 contract and procurement audit. These recommendations are part of a wider-reaching focus of the California State Auditor to assess data reliability within the state's information technology systems. And these assessments are required by audit standards whenever the state auditor is using a system's data to perform its audit. And this has been an ongoing focus of the auditor, who has been issuing biennial reports on data reliability since 2008 throughout the state and across a number of different groups. The state auditor's most recent report on data reliability was issued on December 18th of 2014, and this new report summarizes the results of past audits of a variety of state agencies, including the Judicial Council, and emphasizes the importance of strengthening the information systems controls throughout the judicial branch. And the state auditor will again audit the Judicial Council, including systems reliability, again this year, and audit a number of trial courts as well as it has in the past. Mr. Soderlund.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Herman. So when we last met in August and gave an update, there's a lot of things that have gone on. We submitted the one-year report to the state auditor last month, covering all the details that the auditor had identified. In June, the council adopted a framework for information system controls that is based upon national standards. There's been a number of other efforts that were initiated with regard to implementation of this program. A risk management overview was developed. An IT operational risk assessment for internal JC systems was also conducted. The assessment portion of this effort is complete, and finalization of that effort will be brought to the council shortly. A consolidated policies and procedures manual, which defines the methods and actions to place the control set forth in the framework, is being put into effect and developed. Full implementation of all the practices detailed in the framework and policies and procedures will require resources and of course, time. Substantive compliance for the JCC is expected in 2015, but there's still more work to do. There's also a lot of work and support we still need to give to the trial courts as we try to assist them in whatever ways that we can. In addition to that, we're working with Robert O'Young from the Santa Clara Superior Court and other IT CIOs out in the trial courts. Other products that have been developed in this effort include entity-wide risk assessment, entity-wide information security plans, information security policies and procedures, and there's other products that are also being developed at this point in time. And a BCP is pending for submittal as part of the spring finance in an attempt to acquire additional resources for implementation. Judge Herman.
All right. Closing remarks. Well, this is an issue that's been before the council before. You know, I just want to give a doff my hat towards Michael Dare, who was the line staffer who led this effort, as well as Mark Desmond and IT staff and Kurt Soderlund and Judicial Council staff. I mean, this is a tremendous effort to respond to this offer, this audit in the time frame that was provided by the auditor. And beyond that, just the cooperative working together of the trial court presiding judges, the CEOs, and the CIOs, because this is something that, of course, is facing us at the Judicial Council level, and I think we've successfully met the audit at that level with few other things on the horizon that we'll see again during the following year. But we've also provided a real resource to the trial courts, so the trial courts can realign their technology and their data with the standards that we have developed. And of course, it's all about funding. At the state level, we've been able to work through this. Our trial courts, given the budget constraints, are going to have difficulties in terms of enacting and meeting the standards over the years. But they're all focused on the effort. So again, thank you, Kurt, for your good work and staff's good work on this very important issue. Questions?
If I could momentarily give a shout out also to John Judick and Jessica Craven, who have also been instrumental in this project going forward.
Thank you. I join in the support and compliments of the work of staff and the judges as well, because when this issue first came to us, it was alarming, and I know that it was not a problem unique to the judicial branch, in fact, unique to technology, basically, especially in state government. And it was a long road ahead of us in terms of getting our data aligned under these standards, and you all did it quietly and expeditiously and sounds correctly. So for that and for the protection of our data, thank you, and thank you for taking care of it so quickly.
Thank you, Chief. Data security is huge, and this is another kind of like missile that came in at us, and it was handled efficiently and well, and thank you from JCTC and from the council.
And we thank Judge Herman for his exceptional leadership in this effort.
Thank you.